The Wisconsin Wildlife Federation argues that current state law gives the DNR the authority to require permits before an international ship dumps ballast water in Wisconsin ports. It's generally thought that many invasive species in the Great Lakes and other waterways rode in on the ships. The DNR board yesterday told Wildlife Federation Executive Director George Meyer that DNR lawyers will look at the idea and report back next month. Meyer says he's pleased.
Well, it's critically important that a solution to this problem be found because of the impact of the international ships, their ballast water, and especially the species such as zebra mussels have had on the fisheries.
Meyer says he doesn't want to wait for the state to perfect a system of pumping ballast water onto nearshore barges or for a workable method of onboard ballast water disinfection. He says a discharge permit could require flushing out ballast water long before a ship reaches Wisconsin. DNR Water Division Administrator Todd Ames says his department has long been looking at a permit system for ships.
We've had extensive discussions with both the ports and the shippers about how we could find a way that not only addresses the problem, but does so in a way that maintains the important economic viability of the maritime shipping industry on the Great Lakes.
Ames says the Doyle administration hopes to move ahead on ballast water controls sometime next year. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.